This is an MUT Radio podcast.
That was a beautiful song. Etin iti jay yon kosiam. Young Dita, yes, young
Dita. It's je ne sais quoi.
It's je ne sais quoi.
Yes, je ne sais quoi is French.
Okay.
Yes. Je ne sais quoi. Inte nga chaze, inte that thing.
No, it's just that I like that se quoi.
Yeah, je sais quoi.
Yeah. Yes. Morning and welcome to the Weekend Breakfast, ma'am.
Thank you for having me.
How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm loving your energy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Yeah, I like it. Welcome
blessed.
to the weekend breakfast.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. Just to go to India because of time vele, because we are late. So can you please tell someone who's listening to the weekend breakfast to go to, who is this beautiful person? But no man. This person is singing here for sure. She may be.
Yeah. It's Nels Africa.
Yeah.
My name is Nels Africa, born Nelisiwe Qaba.
Yes.
I'm from the South Coast.
Yes.
And I fell in love with music. I fell in love with hip hop, particularly La Emangosuthu, when I was doing my first year.
Mm.
So I am an alumni of La Emangosuthu. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom,
So yeah, now I'm just. I'm just a creative. So I enjoy making music. I enjoy getting my message across, or like putting my emotions into my music. That's how I choose to express myself. And yeah, I make music for a living.
You make music for a living.
Yes.
Umphila ngawo. I heard you saying you was an MUT. Actually,
alumni, yeah.
Yes, alumni. Yes. Mhlambe, when did you start at Mhlambe Funda La Emangosuthu?
2011.
Okay.
Yes, I studied in mechanical. I'm also an engineer.
Okay.
By the way. So yeah, but music one umphila.
Yeah. Yes. Mhlambe, just to tell someone who's listening to the weekend breakfast, isenti usushilo ukuthi you started La Emangosuthu. Mhlambe wena, did you thought ukuthi mhlambe uzogcina usucula or what nje? Mina, I'm doing a mechanical engineer.
I never thought ukuthi ngicula, actually. But before that, ngisase high school, I used to write poetry a lot. So mesengifika La Emangosuthu, I remember Lokuzana Eholi, Singel Koshi Kamala Hall.
Pozoli.
Pozoli.
Like Kalakon.
I said Kalapozoli. So Pozoli, there was like these sessions, like poetry sessions and banbani. And then La Pongamita, Abanye O producer that made beats. And Wag Village Larama beats, there was beat battles as well. Even Nala Pani Pava, Wag Kukapa Lap, spit some rhymes. And Dinga Bonuzi, Ashasa, and Bali poetry, and Palama raps.
Yeah.
So I fell in love with music, and that was my first year. And I was like, damn, that's what Kubera and Bella and 3 more years of make when I've fallen in love with music. But luckily, and I thank my family for this as well, Luguti, they've always instilled in me Luguti ngikale. And it's not to say Luguti, I was not enjoying mechanical engineering, because now look, I feel like it stimulates my other brain, like in another way. So like I have a creative side and I have like this nerdy side as well. So I embrace both sides.
Yeah.
So it's not like I hated Ubase scale. Like I hated the lecture room. Like, no, Babzone, no offense. But it was like I enjoyed that as well. So like I pursued both. I made time for both.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, thank you so much for that. So I just want you to take us through your song.
Yeah.
The one Esikufakeng Ayola on the weekend breakfast. Yes. What a beautiful song.
Thank you. That song is 2 years old, Tabanga. So when I made it, it was like literally 2 years ago, right after COVID. We were in Midlands. I came up with the hook. Shout out to Wave 22, who's the producer. And then maybe a year later, I hooked up with Ulot Script. We work a lot together, Ayevele, and I made him hear the song. He hopped on a verse. And then a few months ago, Tony Daimani hopped on the verse as well. And then that's when we said, it's a rap. I pull my man. Isi ready. And yeah, it was a very effortless song. Like literally when I heard the beat, I was like, Kaibo, the beat has the je ne sais quoi. And that was the hook. It was over, yeah.
So it
came very easily.
It came very easy. So, Mina, I just want to understand how, no. What were you thinking? That's Kanti, you're titling this song.
Ina leon, ina leo je ne sais quoi.
Ina leo je ne sais quoi.
So
no, ngiyabonga kakhulu for that. It is a beautiful song, by the way. It is a nice song. It doesn't feel like umuntu wesifazane. Maybe
why do you say that?
Because it seems like, no, not that it seems like, but ngalesikhathi I was listening to it, I was like, okay, this person, is she coming from here, or she's going to take a flight by Friday, and then I'm going to meet her on Saturday in my show. She's coming from overseas or something.
How overseas? Yeah, no, I know. So overseas, got my flight to Salah.
Yeah. Gibona lana ukuthi ngo 2010 you started attending ama shows at Bet Center to master art and learn about hip hop culture. Mhlambe, can you tell someone now we are free some mhlambe usunalolwazi about hip hop culture? What can you say? What are those things where you found at Bet Center back then?
I think at Bet Center ngangiyela ukuthi nje ngibe surrounded by abantu abenza I express it the same way. I enjoyed the little space with just creative song, and we are making music. It's like being in a huge studio session. That's what it felt like. I enjoyed the shows. That I went for vele. But as far as like the educational part of it, I feel like umuntu as an artist student a responsibility. Personally, because there was everything at Bet Center. The summer offices were there as well at that time. So, but it's very like you get a lot of people that come for those shows, but they don't know the business part of it, and you're like, how alarmed? But it's not office like Samro Lana. Like your playhouse is like down the road, but you just come here for the vibes. So at some point it got to that. So it's okay, man. Just saying, feeling at it is just vibes now, and they're not getting me anywhere. But I learned a lot when it comes to just being surrounded by different types of creatives. You come with your Kasi reps there. You come, you know, there's like it's very diverse, and I enjoy ukuba around. I'm a creative, but as far as ukuthi inkhulise in the business side of it, not so much.
No, thank you so much.
I encourage that every artist must take the responsibility of funda about the business side of it. Otherwise, then it's just vibes.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So we've got one question from the management, which is Uslindile. So let us go and take that question.
Imagi, question from management.
No, not as if I'm climbing a question. Equal. Yes. So there's this thing that I want to ask you.
Hi, Weekend Breakfast. I hope you are good. I'll keep myself as anonymous. I have a question for Nels. A few weeks back, Ilana P Youth Hip Hop Festival, Ikishiwe, and as e festival is Owenzega. Local artists from Durban, they always say that the youth hip hop fest doesn't really cater for the youth in terms of the way they curate a lineup here. So I want to know from Unaldo, does she share the same sentiments as these artists that say that they are not included in the lineup? And Ilana Bile Ehlezizokhishwa for this festival in question is always the same, and it doesn't really cater to the youth of Durban. Thank you.
Thank you, the management, which is anonymous. But again, management, yes, MUT Radio.
Yes, as we
know that there are many departments in MUT Radio. So, can you please?
That is such a great topic of discussion.
Yeah.
It's Minage, I am a bit torn in between the two. Because for the longest time I've played a victim, yabo. And I'm not saying that everyone else that Okalanga Loko is playing victim as well. But at some point I feel like we need to hold ourselves as artists very accountable for our work. Yabo Leon. At the end of the day, this is a business, you know? And if when Uzo wins the event, you're going to look at who is pushing around, who's going to, as much as you want to put people on, but you are going to, you're going to look at who is pushing. You're going to want to help people that are helping themselves. You're going to want to put on people that are going to actually like go to the streets and actually get you some numbers. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not gonna say it like verbatim, but you catch a train while it's moving. You know what I'm saying? So at the same time, as much as kukhona abakhalayo ukuthi abekho on the lineup, but they really, I feel like they really need to just reflect on themselves as well, ukuthi, and which is something I've done as well. I've never like taken like shots at anyone, because if ubega mina, like I can tell you right now, I am the hardest working female artist in KZN or in the hip hop space, period. There's no way that you can mention top 10 female MCs or female rappers and not have Nels' name.
Most of them
there.
Are Amapian.
Facts.
Men
kulumang a hip hop and you talk about female artists, Nels has to be in that conversation. Facts. You have not seen my name in many of the lineups. But I'm not going to take blame for that and be like, maybe shoot, I'm not working hard enough. Mina, let me find other venues and other ways to get to that as well. So I'm making music. I have my solid fans that I know Utimen keeping merch. They will buy it if I do a show. Nami and host it. Let me gather up those other artists that feel like they are not getting the shine, and let's do our own thing as well. Let's not depend on Abantabatile. You cannot take your dream and put it on someone else's hand. Okay, well, Leon, you cannot take your dream and put it on someone else's hand. With how go usband banang book, ah, se peli legam. When okay, and they are cocky show now, we're shangana na banya banta ba feel the same way in kale and. So I play devil's advocate on this one. Like I'm very torn in between the two. Mina in things or issues, you would say aguko ukubambisan. Between labantu laba abanawo u cash or the resources to make events and what is happening on the ground. There's that gap. And that's what's causing all these conversations, because the gap is very huge. You have people there who have the funds to support art, but they are putting it to their friends and they are chowing the money and they are not in touch with what's happening in the streets. So that's what's causing this.
Okay, no, thing. Thank you so much. Since we're still on that event, just tell us what to expect, what we can expect there. Vibe.
Fire.
Vibe.
F-I-R-E. I'm
fire.
So yeah, fire. Minage, I always make sure when I perform, I give it my all. Obviously, Je ne sais quoi, I'll be performing it there next week. I mean, it's going to be the first time performing it. Yeah, actually. So expect fire there. I'm also going to actually call up my other G's, because you know, Mina, I'm in the spirit of collaboration right now. I released a song with Otando, or Mac 11, or P Dog. So I'm gonna probably call them out as well on stage, and it's just gonna be a Maza.
Yeah. A Maza. Yes, Maza. I like these names.
Je ne sais quoi.
Ngazuthi into sathizene the ephuzwa.
Ungayiphuza mhlawumbe futhi ungageza ngayo.
Uyabo? Emnandi kodwa if i perfume but
ungayisifafa.
Elinoka mnandi. Hayi lelo lidinga ulibelesele, lelo lidinga igaqa. Kuphela.
Secrets.
No, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful interview. So I just want to get there's this one question that I usually ask my guest if I'm vakashele, because for sure basuka sebem kanjubov and they've learned many things in industry. So there is this one beautiful question that I usually ask, Guti, when in your own words, how can you define the word success?
Success for me is getting up every day and doing something that you enjoy. And being happy. That's success for me.
That is success for
happiness from within. If you are happy from within, waking up every day, you are satisfied, you are grateful, and you just have this internal happiness, no matter tiwani, but when you are content and you are happy, you're successful. Yep.
No, thank you so much. Shout out to that.
Yes, sir.
Boo, boo, boo. Boom, boom. Okay, so we have 10 minutes now. So mesengenage ushunwe ngoma. So since it says vala, I want us ukuthi sirepape this interview ngokuthi ungitshele mhlawumbe ukuthi if there's someone who's listening to Nels now we afisa ukuthi agcine esifike to that level akubone ngazuthi no man usefike no yena use successful but ngokwakho uyabona ukuthi no man there are some other things that I hasn't done yabo so how can you say to that person ukuthi no man lendlela idinga uhambe kanje
I think lendlela le ifuna ukuthi ube grateful.
Yeah.
Ube grateful for the little things. Otherwise, if you are always chasing, well, it's natural and it's supposed to happen that you must pursue something in life. Otherwise, what are you waking up for every day?
True.
So you set yourself goals, but let your goal be internal happiness all the time. Yes, you can do the things that you enjoy. You can set a goal, ukuthi maybe in the next 5 years, I want to have this much in my savings, ganji. Maybe I want to complete my degree in the next 2 years. But do whatever you do, to try and do something that you will enjoy and that you will love. And that will give you a sense of purpose at the end of the day. So that's what I always say. And then if you are pursuing music, I would advise in this economy, ukuthi kuba ukuthi unayo into that is making you like passive income, either a job. Don't listen to people who say ukuthi don't get a job just because you are a creative, I'm an artist, I don't want to get a job. Get a job, you know? Try have something that's going to get you income so that you do this for the love and you're not doing it for the hunger. Because that will kind of mess you up as well. A lot of people are in contracts or are stuck somewhere because they were hungry as swine. When they got these deals. So try your best to go see yonke decision for your music or your creation is rational and it's not based off of hunger like kwase swini. Otherwise you're gonna make the wrong decisions and you end up not enjoying what you're doing.
Thank you. If they want to book you back to Lampi,
Nels Africa on all social media platforms. Ama details ama lapho yabona nje ku Instagram mo press contact vele gise ku number yabona nje su sorted lab. So all the details are there. Nels Africa on social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and all the details are there. Nelsbookings@gmail.com. Yes.
No.
Sir.
Thank you so much. Are you a radio presenter? I'm just asking this question.
No, I'm not.
We thank you so much for your time. Ukuthi ufike la on the weekend breakfast. We appreciate your time. Sengathi music wakho ungawupusha. Your beautiful song is very nice. Sengathi ungawupusha ulalele. Nam njengoba senginawo la on my show for sure every Saturday. Every Saturday. Zobe ikhala nje.
Thank you.
Zobe ikhala nje. That one deserves this.
Appreciate it.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.